Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, leaders in Woodridge today say it's going to take a long time to rebuild and recover from the EF3 tornado that came down there late Sunday night. They stepped in front of microphones before noon asking for help today. WBBM's Jim Gudis live on the Newsline with the story.
Keith, one of the biggest concerns among Woodridge leaders is making sure homeowners and businesses with losses that might not be covered by insurance get state or federal disaster aid. Village Administrator Al Stantich says that's why teams of government inspectors are going door-to-door to collect as many damage reports as possible to submit to the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Our teams, village teams, with the support of our intergovernmental partners from some other inspectors from other communities, are working our way through the town doing damage assessments, and we'll be working very closely with the IEMA support staff on doing our damage assessments of our town and potentially working through what that assessment might mean in terms of reimbursement of disaster dollars.
The other thing Woodridge needs is volunteers, and people have been showing up, but on their own. And what leaders are saying there is they would rather that those volunteers work through groups such as the Red Cross, which can send volunteers where they're needed and make sure they don't go into dangerous areas. Reporting live, Jim Gudis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We're hearing more stories of survival today from people who live in the area hardest hit by the tornado. Sky Borzo lives about a block where the twister touched down.
I'm very emotional. I don't know how to deal with it. I had a pit in my stomach all day yesterday. I kept thinking something's wrong, and it's just anxiety.
The National Weather Service says Sunday's tornado packed winds as much as 140 miles an hour. Chicago parents who want to get their 12-year-old vaccinated can do so in the comfort of their own home. The Chicago Department of Public Health says all you have to do is sign up online at chicago.gov/at home, or you can call 312-746-4835. Health workers will come to your home in Chicago and vaccinate anyone who's eligible. Households will also get a $50 gift card from Grubhub. Officials say the vaccinations are free and it will be done regardless of a person's insurance or citizenship status. A few Chicago alderpersons are questioning why the newly reopened city government isn't open even more.
The Chicago City Council holds an in-person meeting this week for most members. State lawmakers met this spring in their chambers. So we asked Alderman Anthony Beal, a frequent critic of the Lightfoot administration, why the City Council committee meetings are still being held virtually.
Well, that's a very good question. I posed that question the last two city council meetings at the end of each meeting, wondering why we are not fully back in person. I was told by the administration that it's up to the committee chairs.
Beal contends it's easier for the chairs to control who speaks and gets to ask questions at a virtual meeting, and he says rules are skirted. He wants to see face-to-face meetings return as the norm. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Now that a member of the Raiders has become the first active NFL player to announce he's gay, members of an LGBTQ sports group in Chicago say they hope others will follow.
Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib took to social media to announce he's gay.
I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Chicago Metropolitan Sports Association, which is the largest LGBTQ plus sports organization in the Midwest, says it's a huge step toward a more inclusive culture. Vice President Michael Richardson.
It normalizes things, and when you see yourself, you are able to better embrace yourself.
While Richardson describes the announcement as brave, he hopes that won't be the case when future athletes come out.
At what point in our society does this just become, I'm introducing my partner This is who I am. I'm living my life. Live, let live. These kind of steps will help us get there.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There could be a potential compromise in renaming Lakeshore Drive for the city's founder, Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable. The Tribune reports the idea is to rename the scenic roadway DuSable Lakeshore Drive. The city council will take up that proposal at tomorrow's full council session. Chicago police are looking for two burglars who used an unusual way to break into a downtown restaurant.
You've likely heard of burglars shimmying down a chimney and sometimes getting stuck while breaking into a restaurant. What about shimmying down a bridge? Chicago police say it happened twice downtown in the middle of the night on June 2nd and June 18th. Burglars believed to be a man and a woman between the ages of 18 and 24 did just that, climbing down from the bridge in the 100 block of North Wacker onto a restaurant's patio. They then broke into the restaurant and stole items. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.